Wow, somebody can actually hold a tune, huh? Do we have a secret guest with me today? No, no
Oh,
mermaid.
me? Thank
What?
you.
Hey, Jane, how are you? Oh, I thought it
Hey.
was the mermaid. She swam away, so I guess
I'm a second. I raised my
no problem.
hand.
I like the other mermaids from the east side.
All right. Okay,
There's
well, we can't
not much
wait
to
for this
talk about,
project.
is there?
Oh, hey, I thought it's all about the project review. Everybody's so excited about it, Q. Let's get going. And I love
Let's
that
do
song that you just played. It got people all excited.
Yeah, we could.
That done, right?
We'll keep working on things. We're having fun here, and let's make sure we're of service to everybody here today. All right, so thank you, everyone who showed up to listen today. With great, it's a great privilege and an honor to be a consultative counselor for the inevitable re-evaluation of our means of exchange on the planet Earth. And I'm not stopping until we all have stability, sustainability, and sovereignty. And that's that. And I will do my best to represent all of us and mold Project Review with Q with what we want, not what someone else tells us to do. And that's the premise of Project Review with Q is let's all turn it into what we want, and I'll just create a starting template for us to mold, yet allow it to be very, very efficient, unlike maybe some of the past events you may have experienced. Project Review Q is done on a radio so it can be archived. And we remove the political alignment with maybe inconsistencies with what we want. And it's just a communication tool. And BBS Radio is someone with incredible integrity and is a great example of how a passion, excitement makes synchronicity work in the universe. Project Review
Okay.
with Q is designed to create a working lessons learned, show you how projects get fulfilled, and how humanitarians implement their projects in real time. And we have examples coming to you. We have real-time examples for you. We have projects that have been funded. We have a lot of this dialogue already starting in implementation, and we want to encourage you to bring your projects forward. The reason we need all your projects is they're going to have consistencies with how you use your consciousness in making decisions as we use the system to break down the system. And that is our transition opportunity to, we still need bread on the counters. I still need gas at the gas station, but as you start seeing the new technologies come out, we're going to slowly make those transitions so it doesn't, let's say, impact our standardization of how we live now and our decision-making process. So today I'd like to explain what that initial model is going to look like and how we communicate with every project, how it gets advanced, and how the redemption process is going to work for you. Again, the reason we're doing it on a radio show is because of the integrity of BBS. The political alignment with their passion has no politics. They're passionate about what they do. They want to help communicate, broadcast, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have a place to interact. We have a place that has integrity, and we have a place to have all walks of life listen to us independently. So imagine a president of a king and a queen, a venture capitalist. All these people have visibility to projects. And trust me, there is some very well-to-do people, perceived well-to-do people that want to help us. They're tired of the systems too. So the radio show gives people anonymity while still participating. And so this is my great passion and my great desire to make sure all and everybody gets connected. This world has shown us that somebody wants to keep us in different states, different counties, different countries, speaking different languages, and I'll do my best to linguistically and collectively align us the way we want, not what I want or anyone else wants, what we all want. And so that's the premise for Project Review with Q. And today, I want to get some questions out, and I want to get as many participants as possible. And we'll talk about subscriptions as well. And my mentor and my school teacher, and possibly my grader and an analyst, Jane, is here to help me. And I thank you so much. Of course, spontaneously, she shows up. Where do you think we should get to help people, Jane? I'll go through the menu items I have, but maybe you'd like to put your five bucks in.
2 cents. Yeah, how about my 2 cents in, right? I guess my initial question before all of this is, did you have this in mind that you would be doing this when you came here, when you decided to be here? Was this a part of your agenda? I just wanted, that's just a quick question.
The every environment is different, as you know. So you mold yourself to the environment and do your best to be a participant through your inspiration. So you could say that this environment was very, very well known. The structure is done in real time, though. So our inspiration and our choices are never truly known, because they're done as we all go and grow and enjoy and experience each other. So yes and no might be the answer.
Okay. All right. Now, the purpose of this call that we have for just about an hour, are we actually going to be able to bring people in to ask their questions?
Yeah. So we can take some questions today, assuming Don wants to do that. Otherwise, in the future, we are definitely going to have interaction. Okay. So Project Review with Q is designed we've asked everyone to start with a 3-page PDF Word document or presentation. Based on our correspondence so far, we're going to have you correspond your project, present it, and archive it, and then advance it. So people can see the advances, get some value out of the subscription service, and then we're going to give you more one-on-one services with what you might call counselors, and show you how the redemption process works, getting more comfortable working with your conscience. Project Review with Q is intended, on my side of it, to be a counselor, to show you when you use your consciousness and when you start using conscious computers, it's different than what you've done in the past when you're making decisions. I'll give you an example. I'm really excited about doing Project Review with Q, and there's no airtime for BBS Radio. I haven't looked for any airtime at all. And one day I call Don and I say, excuse me, BBS Radio, and I say, hey, I'm thinking about doing a Project with Youth Q, and I have a show with Jane and Zoraya. And like, guess what? A spot opened up yesterday that's a really great spot. It's this hour slot, of course. And hey, I'll take it. What do you got planned? I'm doing Project with Youth Q. So I'm inspired. The world's inspired. The universe is inspired. And guess what? I have airtime today.
You bet. That's how it usually goes. That's how it works when it's right. When it's perfect timing, and also if it's meant to be. If we can go ahead and get started. So one of the key things is, we'll go ahead and get some questions. However, there are various steps to this, but before we even go into steps, I really think that people need to understand, how do they really feel? Do they just want to, maybe one of the key things that people really need to think about, do they really want that one-to-one contact with you? Is it that important for them? And then all of those that really say, hey, you know what? I just want to listen to the archives, so maybe people can really understand what the meaning is behind whether they listen to the archives or whether or not they really want to participate one-to-one with you or with a counselor that you suggest, etc. Where share with people, because I want people to understand, well, you know, this is what I'd really like to do. I really don't want to participate. You know, I'm not 100% in with, you know, having to do all that work. I'm retired and I'm really thinking about retiring, et cetera. So I just want to listen to the archives. That might be one of the reasons why you only want to, you know, go with a $2.99 contribution or subscription. Now, the other thing too that people need to understand is that these are classes, right? So when you go to class, you know, you go to college or wherever you go, or even you want to become a mechanic or whatever, you still have to go and take a class or several classes, and you got to pay for it. So this is kind of where I'm at in terms of people understanding, you know, what is it really worthwhile for me? Maybe I need to go with the $49.99 or the $29.99 or $19.99, whatever it is that is going to be available for people that really, really are driven to be able to really move forward with the projects. I mean, we're talking about helping everyone around the world with this. And we've got Q as our leader. I mean, how amazing is that to have that opportunity to be able to do that? And when you do that, also is that people are always asking about, hey, when can I do a one-to-one with Q? Well, you know what? It's all about the projects right now. We got the RV going already. Disclosure is coming, et cetera. And this is now the time to be able to do it because the RV is very, very close to coming. So that's kind of my take on it at the very beginning of this queue.
All right. Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're not going to talk about money ever again, right?
That's okay. The first thing.
We're right. Going to talk about the purpose and services that we need to provide. And I've got the model laid out for you.
Okay.
And today is a dialogue just to show you one portion of the template that's going to be provided as a service. And so we know that green pieces of paper with pyramids on them have no value, as an example. So we need to get used to knowing that abundance in relationship to means of exchange is disappearing. And so let's not ever talk about, I need something before I can do something. That's not what Project Review with Q is. The Project Review with Q is, what do we need to do? What do we want to do? What are we excited to do, period? Okay, so the formality to sustain BBS Radio to be a service provider as we make the transition is what I would always call that, but it's all going away anyway. So the metrics that we will use are going to be driven by the customer base, which is what service we want, and I'm prepared to explain the template now unless you have other questions. I think she's gone.
I'm sorry. I said that was absolutely a perfect explanation. Thank you so much.
Okay, you betcha.
We're ready to go.
Okay. So what we have here is we're going to have a working portal for you. And based on needs of assessment, I will call it for the last couple of years. We're going to talk like a lot of the systems you may have participated in formal business, commercial business, whether it's manufacturing, construction, agriculture. We want to keep some of those terms standardized so that we recognize the direction and things are being developed. So it's really important that people that are good at project management don't want to run business. We get them involved and we have standardized communication and so forth. So that's just a simple couple words there too. Let's not get too caught up in some of the models we're using are what our legacy and some of our corporations that we have worked in. So knowing full well that we can mold it wherever we want. And so this is what I'm going to start with. The example of that we're going to start with, the template we're going to start with for Project Review with Q is we need to get everyone's projects in the sandbox. So it doesn't matter if it's conception phase. It doesn't matter if you already have a working business that's failing. Really love businesses that have passion, that have maybe failed in the past. Really, really love those. People who are broke, I really love that, that have passion. Those are really good teachers for all of us. And so the sandbox will be what we're calling the conception phase. And the reason that one is so important is because we get them categorized. So everyone who has a conception needs you to get your, the reason you don't have folders yet is because I want to get these communications out today. So that's the purpose of these communications today. Your conception needs to have a generalized statement on it. And we'll make a example form for you, and you'll have visibility to it. But basically, you're going to either be, you're going to say you're in manufacturing example, we're not dedicating ourselves to these titles, but it'll be, you can have identity or you don't. As we go along, it's going to advance and have its own personality because of your passion. But essentially, you have more eyes on your projects are better, and here's why. So when the universe looks at your excitement, and it's truly from your excitement, it actually gives it more power. So when three people are excited about putting the sail up, it goes up faster, as an example. So imagine when you have a million people who putting up a sail, it goes really fast. That is what we need to get used to with working with our consciousness and our conscious computers, is you're not going to be able to lie to yourself when you look at the synchronicity and engineering that you have within you. So we're going to give you coming forward next couple days is you're going to get a template of a sample project that's in process and or generic process. And what a sample conception document will look like. It's only 3 pages, please. And we're going to put you in categories with identity. So as an example, if you have ideas for humanitarian projects that have to do with construction, as an example, or manufacturing, you would be in the manufacturing section. And you'll have the option to participate more in depth with me and resources we gather for you. And that will have a different tier of services. We already have team members that they're very incredibly inspired people who want to help and coach you and resources to do so, to bring your projects into fruition. So every week, 40 hours a week, not sure which part of the planet that will be as far as standard time goes, but we feel we're going to favor the United States time for now. And you're going to have a working off-air time for, as an example, the construction group to collaborate and advance a real-time project. So instead of just talking about this is a great idea, we're going to make sure a project gets fulfilled. And so, again, the rest of the construction groups, as an example, will see how XYZ guy did it, and they'll have a template and a model for moving it forward through to redemption, and all working with your consciousness and or conscious computers as we move the gateways into your existence. And this is a short version for, we need you to populate these folders so we can get you in categories so we can watch the advances come forward. Now, I know you don't have folders yet, but again, we're dragging our feet here on purpose. Obviously, there's a lot of attention on me in this process, and we want to make sure that I'm not telling you. I'm excited to give you a starting point, and we mold it to what we want. But the template that you're going to see, it will be presented through forthepeople.space for starters. And then with the working folders, you'll have access to it. We can post anything on BBS's drill-in sheet, but we will archive it, and we'll get it so if you have upper-level services, if you will, or more in-depth services, you'll always have a library for lessons learned. So the lessons learned is the value project review delivers you. And when you look at the template that I have published, you can see that we have the first phase is the sandbox phase. So we want inventors. We have a lot of technology that comes through us right now, and there's a lot of people that get thwarted when we go through the standard lifestyles we've been used to. As an example, I participated in many biofuel projects. One of the greatest biofuels I've ever seen was with British Petroleum. They've done a very good job of suppressing it, making sure it doesn't get out in the marketplace. It's 99.9% carbon free, as an example. So we get thwarted with the systems that the dark agendas have brought. And so we're going to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. So all those inventors, please, even if it's just, hey, I'm Jim and I know how to clean water, great. We want all these inventions out in front. And because all these resources are going to be exposed to people that have other ideas to enhance your project or are already in process. So anybody that has the vortex technology, things like that for water purification, anything like that, we want to prioritize based on humanitarian needs too. So we want all the agriculture guys. I know how to grow better. I know how to propagate seeding. I'm very good at sustaining life to plants. Well, I don't care. I know an enhanced in fertilizer, et cetera, et cetera. Local government, one of my greatest pet peeves here would be why do we have mercantile courts? Why do we have maritime law? Why do we have identity that's been designed to keep us taxed and in survival mode continuously? How would we reinvent birth and give people identity in a sovereign state? If we would like to start a sovereign society, I would start with our babies being born, as an example. So all of those people that have ideas like that, we need to get them out. Again, you're on a radio show initially, but we'll do deep dives Monday through Friday with the associated groups. There'll be resources there for you as we grow. The feedback and the networking is the value here in the sandbox, is collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. More eyes on this stuff is better than one. The science. We have a lot of science that's suppressed. We know the petroleum industry was designed, as an example, to control our transportation, food and beverage distribution. We know that the whole thing will collapse if there's no fuel at the gas station. And by the way, if you don't pay truckers, you're not getting food or gas. So fuel, excuse me. So we want a lot of the natural science of our energy, such as us, water. Rumor has it, steam is a pretty good power supply. Rumor has it, you can make energy off your electromagnetic etheric field. Rumor has it, the sun is not hot. We'll keep going. I really am excited about all the educators out there. The systems around homeschooling, the opportunities to enhance those projects, et cetera, how we raise our next round of folks, really important that we get collaboration with all the educators. And again, we're going to leave out some categories. We may get them more granular as you get in the subsets, but the goal here is just to get all of these healthcare healing projects in a sandbox, so you can get greater visibility and speed up the redemption process for you. The redemption process starts with you and finding yourself and what really, really gets you out of bed in the morning. And so I want you to realize the end in mind starts with you and ending thinking and being passionate. So these folders are going to be accessible through drilling into this webpage and for the people.space, and there'll be a Dropbox, and we'll have these categories. But for the for the first section here, I'll use this as a rolling commercial now, and we'll have a way to interact with me on these sandbox questions and answers. We'll probably, do six. I don't know how much VBS wants to take on. Probably do six an hour. We're going to have this show going every week now, and then Monday through Friday, we'll have 40 hours of deeper dives as the projects populate in the associated categories. So I'm going to give it one more week to have everybody align with their passion, and let's get this membership up. We want millions and millions of people so we can get some really big problems here. And the problem will be how do we complete everyone's passion? And that's the problem I desire to have. From that point on, we're going to move you from the sandbox. You're going to move yourself from the sandbox, and you're going to go to the discovery phase. We can change these titles whenever you want. That advance is really aligning you with services, and that's what the Monday through Friday services will provide you. Again, they will not be on air. They're only available for archivable members, such as the Dropbox will be just a working portal. We'll have a call-in number for you that I'm not going to populate yet until we get us in the sandbox, if you will. We want to know what performance and projections you feel you need to execute your project. If you have a question, let me know. But we want to know people who already have pro forma. So your idea about a pro forma, putting together a business plan, it's going to go by the wayside now. And so you're going to process your projects a lot differently and your passions through the implementation process, because your means of exchange do not exist. So you don't need something to find your passion is ultimately the education and or implementation that we will discover in our discovery phase. And then we will start to see the population maturity of qualified projects, which we already have. And we want to see how the loose ends get sorted out when we're so used to being farm animals in a structure, an industrial military complex, industrial revolution that was not ours. We inherited the industrial revolution, and it's quite controlled in hierarchies. And so it's very fun to see how we break down our legacy ways of, let's say, our legacy ways of understanding that we need something in order to own something, as an example. We're going to lose our identity and entitlement. You can't own anything, as an example, if you only live 5 minutes. And in relationship to time, you're going to lose time. Time does not exist. And so your inspiration is the only clock you have now. And so that's what's really fun about once you get qualified projects, they don't slow down after that. Once they're qualified, you can't stop them. I'm really excited about doing something, only needs one step. I'm really excited about doing something. And so when people are excited about fulfilling projects, you better hang on to the reins, because you're going. And I'm seeing it all the time now because of where you're at in history. You've broken through all the hindrances that have come into your reality because of how powerful you are now. And of course, what everybody wants to know is the implementation and or redemption. So we want to focus on implementation day one in the sandbox. What I want to do is all you need to concern yourself with. I want to push a pencil for Jim, who's going to have a fabulously cool humanitarian project, is a project for me. So we want people who just love doing support work. That's just fine, because notice in the sandbox, we would need them already. So if you're excited about support work, and I just really love supporting humanitarian projects, example, that is beautiful. We love it. We love it. We love it. And I will ask you my question, Jane. if you have any questions. But at the end of this invitation on this, as you can see the banner here at the bottom, stay tuned for Inspired Page and or Being Inspired with Q is going to grow into Project Review Q in most cases. And we'll maybe marry more of the time one way or the other as people demand it.
Okay.
But the real goal is to get a customer needs assessment. And we're going to give you a Dropbox. Should be there by, let's say, USAB Tuesday American time. Should have a Dropbox for the people.space, and or we'll marry it with, we have access to BBS Radio. You'll just be able to upload your project. You probably only have visibility to it on BBS, but we'll have that domain for you Tuesday, 3 pages. You'll have a template to look at to show you how we request you do it so we can communicate about it on the air and communicate with others, and we'll go from there. So this is Sandbox Day. This is the call to the world to fill our mm-hmm. sandbox with humanitarian projects. Think this is a good start, Jane?
Oh my gosh. And you talk about millions. That sounds like that's quite a feat, but you know, here you are at this time, anything can be accomplished. So I have like 3 questions already. So for the people right now that are looking at the information here, so for everyone, if you don't already have this information, you have to go for the people.space to get a chance to take a look at, it's a description of the project review. If you have a pen handy, it's HTTPS to getting into that page where you can fill out what it is that you want to be able to, you know, like your particular agenda, you know, your particular project that you want to put it in, and that it will get emailed. It gets emailed to, is that Q, does that get emailed back to, you know, BBS Radio, or where does it get mailed to?
We'll take care of the networking. We're not going to use email, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But essentially, we really don't care the scale of any ideas. We just need communication on a PDF or otherwise. We'll have a folder for you on forthepeople.space. Okay. We're starting there, and then we'll have a way for Q&A to begin. And you'll notice that all the questions and answers will be very standard very quickly here. And so that's why we're doing it in phases. How does this work? Where do I go to sign up, et cetera? First step, let's get the sandbox started so that other groups outside of Project Review Q can also support us. So whether you're over and looking at the models at Solori Report or anybody else or Connective Conscious, we don't care if you're working with any of the RV groups you may be an associate. We don't care what group you've been in. We don't care what, this is not a group. This is, let's get it done and be done with it. So everybody, let's get our sandbox started. You'll have a folder for it. And then we'll advance the projects as they mature and or populate the associated titles. So the template is going to show you that you don't have to use our titles that we've given you. If you have a title for basket weaving, we wouldn't call it manufacturing. Maybe we call it arts and crafts, etc. We'll have a miscellaneous folder. Sandbox is the first phase. It's going to be on forthepeople.space.
Okay. All right. But there's also a to subscribe. Oh, no, that's all about subscribing and then writing in what they want. So what you're saying is they don't even have to go to BBS Radio. All they have to do is go to forthepeople.space and get that information, right?
Right. So the subscription services are going to be for communication purposes only, and then for consultative phases. That's what those will be for.
Okay. So if anyone has any questions whatsoever and or else needs some help, all they have to go is for the people.space, and then they're going to be able to find whatever it is that they you know, they need to, they'll have their a person or somebody that they can call, or how does that work? Yep. There people then that they can call if they need to or want to?
God. Maybe just give them your number. Can you take a million numbers? Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't think so. No, it would not be fun. I'd love it, but it wouldn't be all that fun. I would need a whole lot of help.
Okay, do you think that would be fun for anybody?
Correct. No.
Whoa, wait a minute. Is that a sandbox idea?
It is.
Maybe someone's really passionate about talking to a million people today.
Yeah, we need help, guys. We need help.
Somebody likes to do that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
We never know. Maybe there is people like that that like to talk on the radio all day until they're dry in the mouth. They might be passionate about that.
Well, I don't think that's me.
Okay. So that's what I'm getting at. We're going to release some information. Give us till Tuesday, Pacific Standard Time, probably by the end of the day, Tuesday. Just again, this is unfortunately a rolling commercial. We're dragging our feet intentionally. No great care is taken here. We're requesting that everybody start really, really be brutally honest with your hearts leading your lives now. And so please keep going, Jane, if you have other questions.
I just got a text from someone, and she said she already subscribed for $19.99 and cannot connect or register. So just a simple things already that people have some questions about. So
don't worry. We want the problem. Don't worry. That's a good problem. Yeah. Yep. Sort it out. Okay. So here's what you're going to see, Jane. And great. Okay. That's a great question. Go ahead. Everybody kill Jane's phone right now. She'll love that. Okay. So here's an example of the service you'll get with BBS's example. We're not going to let everybody participate in as we sort your projects, your subscription, is going to go towards the communication in real time. So Project Review Q next week may only be the construction guys, as an example, for the 1 hour, and we'll review three projects in an hour. Project Review Q will grow into 2 hours. We'll review six projects in real time. That subscription will go towards your invitation to participate. That way, the reason we're doing a subscription and we will, you will not have access to those shows is my envisionment, not the shows per se, but the activities behind it. You're not going to have access to it so that we can standardize communication, not for procurement of finances, just to understand lessons learned, access to the advances to redemption. So, the service that you're purchasing is more and more content within your project and advances and giving you more access to other people. Again, don't get hung up on what you bought. You gotta remove that. Don't buy anything yet. Get your projects aligned in the sandbox is my suggestion, and then access. I know you want to go, everyone. Now, I want subscriptions because it pays for the radio show. But focus on the sandbox. That's your passion. Then go purchase the procurement. We're going to give you a menu. The menu is not complete yet, okay? We're going to give you a menu. So right now, all you have to focus on, my project is ready for the sandbox. Your template is going to be delivered to you on ForThePeople.Space. And then that standardized template, we would like you to merge and marry it to your passion, and then we'll watch it grow. And so the subscription service is really only to compartmentalize like projects and like dialogue. And of course, we're going to give you great access to questions and answers through the real-time communication. Does that make sense?
Okay. So, yeah, that does make sense, Q. So again,
Excited, but really let's get her going. First step. Let's get in the sandbox. The folder will be there Tuesday, Pacific Standard Time, USA time.
And we'll have
one of the questions that was asked to me is language. We will have translation capabilities. We would prefer if you translated to English. We know we have all walks of life coming in. We only ask English because that's the resources we have set up right now. Again, if there is somebody with an idea for communications other than PDFs or other Word documents, we're happy to hear that too. But right now, this is just Sandbox Communication Day.
Sounds good. I don't think have any other. I think
Jane doesn't have any other questions.
I think this week is going to be a telling. You know, it'll tell us exactly. You know, a lot. It'll get really better organized by the end of this coming week after Tuesday. So, folks, just go ahead, decide what you want to do. What sandbox? What do you want to really? What's your real passion in life? It doesn't matter you know, we're not going to talk about money. We're talking about passion and what you want to create and what you want to do for the world. So, do that first, and we'll talk about all the other stuff later. And go to forthepeople.space. You'll find a lot of information there already that'll kind of help and guide you as well. So, I mean, that's my take on all of this. As far as all the things that you find already on BBS radio, you know, a lot of that, again, as Q has already said, a lot of it has to do with subscriptions. So don't go there yet. So for the most part, everybody should just be going to forthepeople.space information. Otherwise, if you already know what you want to do, then go ahead and subscribe and go forward. From there.
Yeah. And so I know a lot of scuttlebutt gets populated here. It's okay. That's normal. We're humans. We want to go. Right. We want to get something done. So we're going at this rate of speed so that we don't turn it into something you have to do. Do something you want.
Right.
Again, the smaller projects are really, really exciting. We really need a lot of depth to I'm calling them projects because there's a lot of excitement and an inspiration in subsets of projects. So there's a lot of people that like driving tractors, as example, but they don't like managing the farm. And so that is really fun. So when we network all of our resources and excitement, it comes into play. As example, I know people that love to run cranes all day long. I actually love running cranes. I really do. I don't know why. I just love moving stuff with a big crane. It's really fun. Hey, I know someone who owns a crane company. Now, those are the kind of things. I know employment contractors are one of my favorite people too, because I'm watching employment placement of positions. Many of these guys don't want you to have a resume. You just show up and say, hey, what are you excited about? They don't ask you what your education is. They don't ask you how many speeding tickets you have. They don't even know who FICO is. You know, there's some corporations that check your credit score and take your hair follicle out and make you do a P-test, and then maybe you might get hired. We're going to get rid of that real quick because we're excited about lifting up heavy things with a crane.
Yeah.
And so all those ideas are a project for me.
Yeah. Quick question, Q.
Yes, go ahead.
Suppose somebody has more. I mean, I know I do. There are a lot of people that have more than one project. So what about that? I mean, can you put all of those different projects that you're interested in and then send it forward?
Yeah, we'll use the template and get your category. Doesn't matter how many. If you got 100 projects, great. We're going to sort them. And we have a way to sort them so they'll have visibility. Remember, we're going to start using a conscious computer going forward, not these lethargic systems.
Okay. I think we have Don here. Don, do you have anything else to add to all of this? Well, maybe we don't have him.
No. I'm around. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everyone, for letting me be on the show. You know, I'm just excited by it. I think Q's got a winner here. I think putting projects together. Using your heart, conscious mind is the way to go. And I think it's going to be beneficial to people out there everywhere. So I'm looking forward to seeing it all come together and be a part of it. So thank you.
So is there anything else logistically in terms of the practicality of the process that is part of BBS that you wanted to maybe, just share with the people?
I could address a couple things.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of people that had subscribed to Hollow Earth, and you know that changed the name We actually changed the name to Being Inspired with Q, because it actually was always with Q and about Q. It just, we started out with one name knowing that we're transitioning, but you know, that's always tough to do with, to people, because it confuses them. So for all of you that might be wondering, yes, your account automatically transferred when we switched the name. It automatically transferred to Being Inspired with Q. So if you were a subscriber of Hollow Earth Discovered, you are now, you know, the same subscriber, but with Being Inspired with Q. It just, it all transferred over. Project Review, again, is different. And it's, you know, Being Inspired with Q is really your way to support Q. And I'm all for it. I think you should be supporting Q with as much as you got. I mean, I have no bones about it. You know, pull the money out of your wallet and stick it up, because it's necessary, it's needed, and it helps the people do the things they need to do for you. So Being Inspired with Q is really about, you know, donating to Q and helping him and his team, you know, facilitate the things they need to do. Project View, you know, again, that's coming together, and that's a little more detail oriented. And I'm not sure how Q and the team are going to play it, but like they said, we will have information up on bbsradio.com/Project Review with Q. And that's always one word. So, and we will have information up there. And if you have any questions, you always know that we hear, we pick up the phones, which is weird for a radio station, but we do, we do. So if you have questions about your subscription or you're having problems, give us a call toll free, 888-710-8061. That's toll free. And, otherwise you can always call us direct, 323-744-4828. And that's the direct line, but do give us a call. One thing I want to address, because I've got a lot of emails to me about that. People are, you know, they're logging in and, or they're not logging in. They're going to the website and then they're just trying to subscribe to Project Review with Q. And the system won't let them. It'll say, hey, this email's been used. So for those of you that wonder what's going on there, what you want to do is log in to bbsradio.com first. And then go subscribe to a second or a third or whatever you're trying to do. Otherwise, it's going to try to ask you for an email address. You're going to give them the same one, and it won't let you do it, because you can only have one account with the same email addresses, not multiple accounts with the same email address. So just bear that in mind. Again, if you need any help with that, I am around. Give me a call. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays are best for me. So if you have it, have the time on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you need it, just give us a call. And really, thank you, folks. I appreciate thank all you. Your support and the way you've been supporting Q and Jane and Billy. Just good on you. I love you. You're a fabulous audience. You're what a program host needs. So thank you.
Aw, you're great, Don. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank God we have someone who's a professional communicator. Thank you, Don, for that. And yeah, so I'm in agreement. I could do a better job of making this transition for y'all, but we need as much advertisement as possible about how we're making this transition. And so I apologize, it's a little let's say bumpy here for all the Hollow Earth people, and that's part of my doing. So other than that, Jane, do you have any other questions for me? I know no one's ringing your email right now, right?
I think we're good to go. You only have 5 minutes, so take it away, cool. Q. We love you. Cool. Thank you so much for this magnificent project that you're starting, and of course being here with us, you know, every other week and now every week. How wonderful and magnificent that is for all of us. Thank you so much, Q and Don.
Okay, real good. Well, we're pretty short on time here. Please stay on top of the recent post on For the People, forthepeople.space. That'll be your primary communication tool. And then, of course, we network through the communications through BBS, and away we go. And I thank you. Thank you so much for being so present with me and following us through the advances of our great journey here. And we'll conclude and look for this next week. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody. And
How about like a big boost for all of us?
Okay.
Thank you.
We got a little time left here. All right, real quick. Prime creation. Infuse us with all of our abundance now. Prime creation. Give us all of us now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it is done.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Kim, for all of
us. Good day, all. Thank you so much for listening, all.